Hey Dopamine Detectives. Welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Hacker, your daily dose of brain-boosting wisdom. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, this topic is hitting close to home because who hasn't felt that constant urge to scroll, scroll, scroll? Like our brains are on autopilot, sucked into a digital vortex of endless feeds and notifications. Ever feel like your brain is running on empty, foggy, and just can't seem to focus? You know that feeling when you try to sit down and actually get something done, but your mind keeps wandering back to that Instagram notification or that tempting TikTok video? We've all been there, trust me. That's where today's episode comes, and we're diving deep into the world of digital detox habits. We're not talking about going full-on hermit mode and disconnecting from everything, although a weekend unplugged can be heavenly. This is about creating sustainable practices that help you reclaim your mental clarity, boost your focus, and actually enjoy the real world again. Ready to outsmart the scroll and take back control of your brain? Let's do this. First up, let's get real about why digital detox is more than just a trendy buzzword. Constant scrolling and mindless engagement with screens can wreak havoc on our mental well-being. Think about it, those endless notifications trigger dopamine hits, essentially rewiring our brains to crave that instant gratification. It's like a little sugar rush for your brain, but it leaves you feeling drained and unsatisfied in the long run. So how do we break this cycle? It all starts with awareness. Pay attention to how you feel when you're scrolling. Are you truly engaged or just mindlessly swiping? Do those social media feeds actually make you feel good, or are they fueling comparisons and anxieties? Once you have a clear picture of your digital habits, it's time to set some healthy boundaries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house uninvited and rummage through your belongings all day, right? So why do we allow social media platforms to invade our mental space without permission? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create those much-needed digital detox habits. 1. Schedule screen-free time. This doesn't have to be drastic. Start small, maybe an hour before bed or during your lunch break. Use that time for something offline, take a walk, read a book, call a friend. You'll be amazed at how refreshing it feels. 2. Ditch the notifications. Those constant pings and alerts are like little sirens tempting you back to your phone. Turn them off for non-essential apps. It's amazing how much more peaceful your day can become when you're not constantly reacting to digital demands. 3. Create phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home, like the bedroom or dining table, as phone-free zones. This encourages mindful presence and deeper connections with loved ones. 4. Mindful scrolling. When you do find yourself scrolling, be present. Instead of mindlessly swiping through feeds, ask yourself, what am I getting out of this? If it's not adding value or sparking joy, it's time to move on. 5. Find offline alternatives. Rediscover the joys of analog activities. Read a physical book, paint, play an instrument, learn a new language, anything that engages your mind and body offline. Think about that last big project you tackled. Remember how focused you felt when you were really in the zone? That's mental clarity at its best, the ability to concentrate, think critically, and be present in the moment. Now imagine how much more productive and fulfilled you could be if you had that level of focus on a daily basis. I know, it can feel overwhelming to even think about changing your digital habits. But trust me, it's totally doable, one small step at a time. Speaking of taking small steps, picture this. You're sitting down for dinner with your family, everyone's laughing and sharing stories, and you notice that you're actually present in the moment. No phone distractions, no scrolling through social media, just genuine connection. That's the power of a digital detox. So, are you ready to ditch the endless scroll and reclaim your mental clarity? Remember, it's all about creating sustainable habits that work for you. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate your successes along the way. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep hacking your dopamine.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.